Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the final countdown to the J6 committee hearing today in just over an hour. Last segment of the day. If you want to hit us up right now, please do so. Let us know your thoughts at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, on tomorrow's big program, I've got a fine guest helping me sort of assess the damage to the Trump brand, if you know what I'm saying. Brigadier General C. Jerome Jones joining me on the 3 o'clock hour, 3:30 tomorrow. Not a traditional pundit, but I'm looking forward to having the Brigadier General on the big show.
Nice.
Do I have to call him sir?
You're the Army guy.
Well, I was. I was honorably discharged.
Are you sure? Do you have the documentation?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I keep that one. I couldn't tell you where my high school diploma's at, but I've got my honorable discharge from the U.S. military.
Are you sure you have a high school diploma?
Less clear.
How about that college, UW La Crosse?
I got that one in the office down the hall.
All right.
The one award I won, the Listener's Choice Award back in 2017 in Milwaukee. I got that. And the third place finish at the Wisconsin Broadcasters, the mini plaque. And then second place finish where Maggie Dawn got the actual trophy and then, you know, took it home, stole it from the station. That's not your trophy. It's a station trophy.
She earned all of it. I'm going to tell her you said that.
It was like bling. Now, you had her on the show the other day in Miami.
Yeah, she's. I think she's coming out tonight, too. We're going to hang out and watch a little bit of this, the circus that nobody cares about, according to former Governor Scott Walker.
Now, I've got a Brigadier General on earlier in the day. Anybody call James Santel at all? Anyone check in with Jimmy and find out what he's doing on Friday?
He might be coming down to the coin tonight as well. Yeah, I've been texting with him as well. So, yeah, I got all my lawyer friends, all my best lawyer friends.
Well, if he won't come on the show tomorrow, and I'll shake a fist if he won't. I'm sure if he can, he will. He's a great guy. But you can tune in Friday morning. Saturday mornings. James Santel now doing his own show right here on the network. 9 to 11 a.m. If you can turn on your radio and hear this fine product, you can hear James Santel Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, on the Shaw, on Devil Radio. And also, the second week of Friday Night Live, we've given Rocker the reins.
Uh-oh.
We've handed it off to the rock and roll guy because, you know, it's a live band event. It's a party event. And we've extended the coverage, three-hour coverage beginning tomorrow night, and then we're going to play it again. So you get 6 hours of rock and roll tomorrow night in the Shaw.
Love
3 hours. We're going to play it later here in Madison in case you missed it. But tonight is the J6 night. And I bet our pal Pizza Box Mike, I bet he's got big plans. Welcome back, Michael. What are you doing?
Hey, Mike.
A host of a fine show in his own regard. He'll have commentary Saturday at noon.
Well, I don't know if it's fine, but it's spot on most of the time. I'm right like 70% of the time, 100% right.
Oh, 70%. Come on now.
Well, that's because there's not two brains in there to take it down, you know, like you guys got.
Well, collectively, we're correct like, 136% of the time.
Hey, did you know, Crudy, that I got the Gauntlet Award when I was at basic camp in the Army?
The Gauntlet?
Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Hey, yeah, you could have gone down to the, see the doc. They'd give you a shot for that.
No, man.
What's the Gauntlet Award, Mike?
And it was all the courses that you had to do, running, push-ups, sit-ups. I was pretty damn good with M16 and grenades.
We had a different Gauntlet Award down where I did basic training. Well, not basic so much as my AIT at Fort Sam where, all the nurses in the military served. There's a whole different gauntlet we went through.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going down there to try and get a scholarship to become a commissioned officer, but that's what happened. And fortunately for me, I got kicked out for smoking weed. Think all the bad stuff I could have seen. Hey, man, what do you call a guy?
Captain Pizza Box Mike? General Pizza Box Mike?
Oh, I'd have been colonel by now, man. Yeah.
Full bird or LT?
I really wasn't into it, man. Oh, I'd have been full bird. Maybe I'd have been a general by now, and I would have took care of Trump when he was in there.
Hey, Michael, just for my you-know-whats and giggles, will you do the caw, the shaw? You always make me giggle a little when I hear you do it.
Well, I believe that's 540 AM, 101 FM. That's the shaw in Waukesha. Caw.
I love it, Michael. Any other political thoughts here before we call it a...
Yeah, man. Yeah. What do you call a guy that uses his wife's phone, doesn't use his real name, and spews nothing but bogus right-wing propaganda?
CJ?
Wow, you guys are awesome, man. I wanted to say something. He won't call my show anymore because I won't let him say that stuff on my... No, man, it's like watching tonight, right? You're gonna be watching all the major networks covering this, and then you're gonna watch Newsmax and Fox, and that's CJ. See, and I'm on the other side yelling at the corporate media, you know, corporate Nazi news, MSNB. Don't. I mean, I don't believe in any of these clowns. Oh, that's what people don't understand. The media has no responsibility in what happens on issues in this country, do they? You know, just throw us some money and then, we won't even tell you.
They may not take responsibility, but they certainly do, Mike, right? That's kind of the point.
I don't believe in the Beatles. Man. I only believe in Pizza Box Mike.
All you got to be is human, man. People got to stop thinking like they belong to some kind of party or something. Hey, how's Aaron Rodgers doing? He's the most valuable drama queen how many years in a row now?
Our COVID queen at the quarterback position? Is that, are you?
He's going out with a witch.
Come on, man. Talk about CJ being, you pulled.
Right, what?
A quarterback out of your ass suddenly? But now we're talking football, man? Why? Because OTAs just convened?
Well, just to kind of, you know, sums up how awful this place really is, man. You got all these hearings going on. You got, you know, you can't get away from CJ if you listen to Devil Radio. At least, you can if you listen to my show on Saturdays. You won't hear CJ.
Pizza Box Mike, you got to listen right here on Devil Radio Saturdays, and we replay it on Sundays outside the Pizza Box, Mike. Outside the Pizza Box. Now with less Clay. Now with less CJ.
A whole lot less Clay.
I want to thank our prior guest, Alex Lassery. He was a fine guest. Way back in hour one, a little abbreviated, but still good, Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. Now go out there, people. Do your duties. Get the dogs walked. Get the kids fed. Plop down in the Lazy Boy. Get like three fingers of some brown liquor.
Or
get
clear.
Your notebook. Take notes for the Devil's Advocates because we're going to need them in the morning.
Call us tomorrow and tell us what happened.
Or just go to the Roman Coin and party with my boy Dom.
Yeah.
And many fine legal eagles. I know you like to play legal eagle on the radio, Dom. Final predictions for the J6 hearing in regards to Donald Trump tonight.
Final prediction? Pain.
You better tune in. Going live, special event, 7 o'clock, the J6 Select Committee hearings. Now, Native Roots Radio.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
This is Banana Republic crap.
The suspense is terrible. He's going to go this time.
I hope it'll last.
I don't believe in Beatles. I just believe in me.
Regano's Roman...